Getra, D-E-T-R-A, Gallagher, G-A-L-L-A-W-A-Y, date of birth 11/24/54. Today's date, good for 4/10/2026. Miss Galloway is a 70-year-old black woman who's currently in hospice with heart failure. When patients seen, she's short of breath, even at rest. Patients face that standing up and sitting down causes her to be short of breath. She has very little appetite. Her MAC has dropped from 38 to 34.2. Her PPS is at 40%, period. Her blood pressure stays elevated because of any type of activity. Today was 160 over 88. Ms. Detra is now becoming total ADL dependent. She wears a diaper, is dizzy, she's weak, she's short of breath, she refuses to wear her oxygen, she has a history of sleep apnea, she was told to at least wear oxygen at night, and she would not wear it, period. In the paragraph, when oxygen was checked, after a couple of steps, it dropped down to 86% today, period. New paragraph, Detra is single, she's from Houston, she's widowed, she had one child who passed away. She's never been a heavy smoker or drinker, she used to work in security area and a driver and has driven a Metro Lyft, M-E-T-R-O Lyft, period. Patient was found to have a 3-plus edema, 2 to 3-plus edema today on the exam along with possible ascites in the abdomen, period. Patient belongs to New York Heart Association Class 4 with shortness of breath at work and hypoxemia, period. Patient has diminished cognition with bouts of confusion per family, along with definite ability to move about. So functional decline is very imminent, period. Patient other comorbidities include diabetes, hypertension, chronic kidney disease, period. She states that with her kidney failure, she's taking less insulin, and her blood sugars have always been stable, so she's not checking them on a regular basis, period. Overall prognosis remains poor. Patient also is taking her pain medications on a regular basis to help her with the pain. And also sleeping at least 12 to 14 hours a day, which is also a significant change in her condition, period. Overall prognosis remains poor, especially with their decline since the admission. Patient remains hospice appropriate and with a life expectancy of 6 months or less. Thank you.